Hi, I'm Kemp Haar with Floor Focus Magazine and FloorDaily.net. And we're actually in the North American area of the show. And we're in the Stone Peaks booth. And I'm standing here with Noah Chitty. And how you doing, Noah?
Good, Kemp. How are you?
All right. Noah, I've known you for quite some time. Before you came to Stone Peak, you were actually with the Tile Council of America, weren't you?
I was for about 9 years, director of the laboratory and developing standards for installation and manufacturing.
So you came over here to Stone Peaks, which is a very interesting company that has manufacturing in Tennessee, but you're headquartered up in Chicago, and that's where you live now, right?
I'm actually now at the factory in Tennessee, trying to be more involved with the manufacturing process on a daily basis. So a little bit of travel up to Chicago on a regular, but mostly in Tennessee.
Okay. All right. So you guys live, do you actually live in Crossville?
We live in Crossville, about 15 minutes from the factory. So enjoying Tennessee pretty well.
All right. Well, good. You know, you're just about an hour north of me. We're in Chattanooga, so yeah.
Chattanooga is my favorite place, but we're liking Crossville pretty good.
So Stone Peak, as we said, is actually owned by Graniti Fiandre.
It is.
Okay.
Yep.
Which is an Italian company. It's actually, I think, it's traded on the Italian Stock Exchange, isn't it?
It is.
Okay. All right. And tell us a little bit about, does Stone Peak have a different look? Or just give us a background on Stone Peak, if you would.
It is. Stone Peak was really started as, you know, to be a U.S. brand for the U.S. market. It was really a foray into, you know, Graniti Fiandre has been doing business in the United States for many years and really decided that a factory was appropriate now to build on U.S. soil and to provide a more U.S.-based marketing strategy to the North American market. So we're one of the first factories to be able to do both glazed, both unglazed, the through color type materials. So really a full range of the different type of products with more of a feel to what is being asked for by the American market. And now some larger sizes that we're seeing come, the new 18 by 36 and the 24 by 48, we really feel is going to be a major way to set new trends in the U.S. market.
So you're increasing the size of your format, which I'm sure takes a massive press.
It is.
And I think I've toured your plant and I've seen what you've got going there. And tell us a little bit more about the look that you try to do. Is it across the board? I mean, I'm looking down here and I'm seeing a leather, and I know you have the stone look. So give us a little bit of background on that.
It is. We really started with some of the history of the company, where emulating the natural stones and producing things that looked exactly like some of the materials found in nature, the through-bodied marbles, some of the travertines and limestones, the ability to reproduce those in porcelains, is really the technology that the factory was built upon. And now that the company is growing, you know, we're looking more into the interior design market, to the architectural type of feel, and we're getting a very positive from the metallics, from the leather type look, the new leather with the stitch and the larger formats. We feel like we're trying to really reach that interior designer and architectural market in a much more, you know, intimate way than we have in the past.
All right, so you target both the residential and the commercial side
Absolutely.
Of the business.
Absolutely. Okay.
And let's talk about that stitch for a minute. You actually have a product that looks like leather, which, what's it called, Touch?
We do. It's called Touch. Comes in six different colors, and Touch actually comes with the stitch or without.
All right, and the stitch is actually, you wouldn't know if you saw it in a picture, but it could have just been screened on there, but it's actually a groove that's cut into the, tell us about that.
It is. A lot of the leather looks that you've seen with stitching is more of a painted on the face. You have to worry about whether that stitch is going to be there over time and whether it really looks like it's an integral part of the material. The technology that we've used to produce it actually puts the stitch right on the face. It looks like it becomes part of the material, much more of a clean, elegant look. For the stitching.
Okay. And you do rectified edge, right?
We do. Almost all of our unglazed products and our color body type, we call through color products, most of them are rectified, come in formats from 24 by 24 to 6 by 6, and now we're moving into the 18 by 36 and 24 by 48 range. So it really gives a large use of multiple sizes to be able to go together and coordinate.
And your ability to manufacture here in the States means that, from a logistics standpoint, you're able to get these products to market without a whole lot of freight expenses, aren't you?
We are, and that's really a key decision of where we decided to put the factory. Proximity to the raw materials for, you know, the need of extraction, and then direct access to I-40 gives us a really unique ability to reach most of the markets in the United States.
Fantastic. Well, Noah, so we've been actually at the Stone Peak booth, which is, again, a part of the Graniti Fionda group. And we've been talking to Noah Chitty. And I'm Kemp Haar with Floor Focus Magazine and FloorDaily.net.